Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of You Lead audiobook Overcoming Challenges and Failure. I'm Eleni, a young entrepreneur from Thessaloniki. If you've ever felt afraid of making mistakes or doubting your abilities, this episode is made exactly for you. Joining me today is Anastasios, a Greek entrepreneur who founded and runs his own company. He has been through many challenges, from losing clients to rebuilding his systems, and he's here to share the real story behind entrepreneurship. Anastasios, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you to Eleni. It's really a pleasure. Talking openly about failure is something we don't do enough in entrepreneurship. We usually share our successes, but hide the real struggles, even though the struggles are what shape us the most.
I completely agree. When I started my small handmade jewelry brand, people would see a pretty photo online and think everything was easy. But behind the scenes, there were days when I didn't even know where to begin. How was it for you, Anastasios? What made you take that first step into entrepreneurship?
For me, the first step came from a very simple, let's say, realization. I didn't want to work in a job where I felt stuck. During the university, I helped a few businesses with their social media. It wasn't anything formal, but one day a client said, you should turn this into a kind of a business. At first I laughed. I didn't think that I had what it takes, but the idea stayed with me. I didn't start because I was confident. I started because I was really curious. I wanted to see what could happen if I gave myself a real chance. And like you said, people often see the polished version online. They don't see the late nights. They don't see the doubts, the trial, and the errors that comes to your way.
Exactly. For me, the biggest challenge was loneliness, feeling like I needed to have all the answers. I also struggled with organization. I would design jewelry, answer messages, pack orders, deal with suppliers, and try to learn marketing all at once. Some days I felt overwhelmed. What were the challenges that surprised you the most?
I would say the emotional ones. I expected financial challenges, technical challenges, but I didn't expect how heavy the mental pressure could feel. One of the hardest moments was when I lost my first big client. I had worked so hard, but I didn't communicate clearly and I didn't deliver what he expected. When he canceled the collaboration, I felt kind of embarrassed and disappointed, I would say. The real challenge wasn't the loss of money. It was the feeling that I wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It hits you personally, not just professionally. My biggest failure happened last Christmas. I received more orders than I could handle, and instead of being honest, I accepted everything because I was afraid customers would leave. As a result, several gifts arrived late. I received a couple of unhappy messages, and one of them was really hurtful. I remember thinking, maybe I'm not supposed to do this. It took me a long time to see that failure as a lesson. And did you have a moment that truly shocked you? Something you still remember?
Definitely. In my second year, I hired my first employee. I was excited. It felt like my company was growing. But as it seems, I didn't train him properly. I assumed he would understand everything quickly. Long story short, we ended up losing important files for a client. I had to call the client personally and take the responsibility. That night, to tell you the truth, I barely slept. I thought it was the end of this career. But the next day, I decided to face it. I apologized, compensated the client, and rewrote my entire workflow to prevent it from happening again. That failure changed me. It made my company even stronger.
It's amazing how failure can rebuild us. For me, recovery meant changing my systems, setting clear timelines, preparing materials in advance, and be honest when something takes time. But it also meant changing myself, being kinder to myself, forgiving myself for mistakes. How did you recover after your difficult moments?
Two things saved me. First, community. Talking to other entrepreneurs showed me that what I was experiencing was normal. Everyone had a failure story. Some had much bigger failures than mine. The second one is reflection. I began writing down every single mistake that I made, not to punish myself, but to really understand it. This habit turned chaos into clarity, and slowly I realized something important. Resilience is not a skill you are born with, but it's something you build step by step, one challenge at a time.
That's very powerful. If someone listening right now feels discouraged or stuck, what practical advice would you give them?
I would say three things. First, break your problems into smaller ones, smaller pieces. A huge challenge becomes easier when you divide it. Second, don't pretend that everything is perfect. Customers appreciate honesty. If something goes wrong, communicate it early. And the third one is that you should take a break when you need it. Working non-stop is not a badge of honor. A clear mind finds a solution faster and easier than a tired one.
That's so true. And I'd add, don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. Everyone's journey looks different. Before we finish, I want to share one message with anyone who feels afraid of failing. Fear is normal, but don't let it be stronger than your desire to try. Start small, experiment, learn, and forgive yourself along the way.
My personal message to young entrepreneurs will be that failure is not the opposite of success. It's actually part of the success. Every entrepreneur you admire has a big list of things that went wrong. Keep learning, keep adapting, and keep believing in your capacity to grow.
Thank you so much, Anastasios, for your honesty and for sharing your journey with us today. And thank you to everyone listening to this episode of You Lead. Remember, failure doesn't mean the end. It means you're on the path to something meaningful. See you in the next episode.